Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
First, I want to share with you 10 pillars of honor. 10 pillars of honor. Then I'm going to give you 7 pillars of honor according to the Bible. What the Bible says about honoring. So today's topic is the power of honor. And if you have your Bible, I'll start off with this one. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Is anyone excited to be in the house of God? Amen. You guys are too tense. The Lord is good. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. And excuse me once again, my throat, but praise God. The power of honor. Do you guys have it? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. It says, therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promise that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. For those who honor me, look what the Bible says. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Look how powerful it is, church. If you honor God, you honor the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord will honor you back. Honoring people is a very powerful principle. When you honor, there can be lots of transformation. I want you to listen well to what I'm going to say this morning with you. When we honor, it will affect relationships, communities, and even personal growth. Now, I want to share with you quickly. I'm going to go by them real quick. 10 pillars of honoring. Number one, honoring fosters or it encourages, it develops respect and dignity. When you honor people or we honor people, it will create environments. It will create environments where individuals will feel, people will feel valued and seen. Why? Because there will be a culture of respect. And may we, church, as people, we would always respect and show dignity to human beings. Number two, honor will strengthen, hear me out, relationships. When you honor any type of relationship, especially close relationships, what's going to happen is that there's going to be trust and connection. When people feel honored, whenever you honor someone, guess what happened? They begin to do it to somebody else with kindness and respect. And it will always bring strength in those relationships. Number three. Where there is honor when you honor people, it enhances leadership and influence. Leadership is all about influence. And everyone, in some way, you yourself is a leader. And when we lead others and we honor others and we recognize what people do, when we value their inputs, the sacrifices, the efforts, and we show that respect, it is just something powerful, church, when we do that as leaders. Number four, when we honor, there will always be, or it will promote, unity and humility. Regardless the background, when you and I honor people, it will always create a sense of belonging. There will be unity, one accord. Conflict will have to leave. Why? Because we're promoting unity and community when we honor people. Number five, honoring will always encourage personal growth. When we honor and we recognize others, their strengths, their achievements, their skills, or what they can do, what happens? It will always give them confidence. It will give them a boost to continue to do what they are doing for the glory and honor of God. It is powerful, church, when we honor. Number six, when we honor, it will build a culture of what? Of gratitude. That's why, you know, it's very powerful. And may we never forget, church, that we always build up a culture of gratitude. Appreciate. Say thank you. The gratitude of what individuals do. It always gives honor. That everything that we do, anything in this church that we have accomplished, it's because of people. Amen? Why? Because we want to build a culture of gratitude. Number seven, honor encourages always humility and mutual respect. Honoring others requires what? Humility. I mean, when you honor someone, it requires humility. When you tell someone or you give that person respect, you recognize what he has done. It always takes, hear me, it always will take the focus of you and of me and show respect towards that person. It's not about me anymore. It's about you. So it's very important, church, and that shows what? Humility. When you honor others, when you put others first, very powerful. Because when we don't do that, all the focus will be on us. Number eight, where there is honor in your life, at work, at church, it will always, hear me, it will always reduce conflict. Amen? It will always reduce conflict and what? And misunderstanding. That's why there's nothing more powerful, church. Wherever you walk in, wherever you step in, and you give honor and respect, it changes everything. Amen? It changes everything. There's a good vibe. There's a great atmosphere. Amen? Because it's about others. So honor, anytime you give honor, it will always, always reduce conflict and misunderstanding. Number nine, honor always demonstrates integrity and character. In what way? Honor always demonstrates integrity and character. When we honor others, hear what I'm going to say, church. When we honor others, especially those who may be difficult to give respect. That means that you don't go by your feelings, you don't go by your emotions, but you continue to demonstrate your personal integrity and your real character of who you really are. As I've said before, that is not our job, our duty to worry about or do. All we do what is right, what is correct, and what is biblical. And watch how God changes everything. And number 10, it will always bring inspiration. In what way will honor bring inspiration? Once again, others will do it. In a home, if you honor your wife, you honor your husband, your children will see that. If in church you honor pastors, you honor leadership, you honor a person, a brother, a sister in the Lord, others will begin to do it. Amen? So it's very important to show honor in others, because it will always create a cycle of mutual respect, church. So those are my 10 pillars of honoring. Now I'm going to give you 7 according to the Bible. I like what Dr. Sam Chan wrote. He said, the difference between respect and honor. Honor and respect are two quite different things, he says. While respect is based on what you do, honor is based on who you are. It should be our goal to live every day in such a way that those we lead can both respect and honor us in a genuine way. How many like respect and honor? Church, this morning, how many of you like it when they respect you and they honor you? And honor always has to do for who you are. So, pillar number one, according to the Bible, it's the scripture I read, always honor God. Amen? Honor God all the time, church. God values those who honor him, and he will honor you in return. How do we honor God? It involves, number one, obedience to God, worship and reverence to the Lord. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. You like that? Many don't like the part of wealth, but that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, honor the Lord with what? With your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. In other words, we're called to honor God with what? With the resources. Let me give you a nugget this morning, church. You want to be blessed? Give God what belongs to God. Number two, This one, it doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter the background. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter who was present or not. Look what the Bible says. Number two is honoring your parents. Honor your parents. Hear me, young men and women this morning, adults, elders, honor your parents. It doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say, well, you know, don't honor them because they were never there, or he wasn't a good father, he wasn't a good mother. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother. Why? God says that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. I don't know about you, church, but I want to live long in the land. I want to have a long life. It says that the Lord your God is giving you. This is the fifth commandment, church, of the Ten Commandments. And it emphasizes the importance of what? Respecting and honoring who? Your parents. Nowadays, that's been lost. Children don't no longer give honor, respect to their parents. If you think you're blessed right now, imagine if you honor your father and your mother, how much blesser you will be. How much blessed you will be. Different ways of how to bless your father and your mother. Paul even says that in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Honor your father and your mother. Then he says, which is the first commandment with what? With the promise. It has a promise. And it says, so that it may go well. How many of you here this morning, you want it to go well in your life? Come on, church. How many of you here this morning, you want it to go well in your life? Well, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Hallelujah. I want to enjoy life, church. What the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Let me tell you something. It doesn't take much. If you're blessed, if God has blessed you, prospered you, bless them. And if you say, you know what? The least you could do is give them a call. And say, I just wanted to say hi. Dad or mom, or a simple, how are you? Honor. Let me get a little break. Number three, honor authority. Honor authority. God put authorities here on the land. Romans 13:7 says, pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. Whatever role it is, church, as a citizen, it is your duty, my duty, to obey, to honor authority. Not too many amens, but praise the Lord, it's in the Bible. 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Wow. You know, people sometimes, when they speak, they're not wise of what they say. You might not agree with everything who the president is present right now, but at the end of the day, you got to give him some type of honor because he's in that position. You pray for him. Pray for his salvation, that he would come to the Lord Jesus Christ, him and his family. Whoever the president is, you pray. And you hear people go off. Even just with people, authorities, even law enforcement. People just go off. Not knowing, hear me church, not knowing that maybe your son and your daughter one day might be in law enforcement. How would you like it for people to disrespect them? Oh, it's too quiet. And you got a ticket, you get mad, you go off, and to top it off, it's all recorded. It says 40, you're going 60, you're trying to argue, come on. Just pay up and that's it. You broke the law, trying to get away with it. Show honor. You don't want to hear about these messages, huh? Hey, I remember the last ticket I got coming from work for being a show-off. I'm working at Imperial Stores. There's another gentleman from Hopeville, and I floored it. I was going like 85, 90. Dumbest thing I could ever done. Highway Patrol's coming, made a U-turn, stopped me. Learned my lesson. Like almost $500-something dollar ticket. Never again. And I was a Christian already. I didn't cry about it. I didn't say, hey, I was going fifth. No. That's what it was. I broke the law. Amen? It takes responsibility, church. Especially us Christians. Don't ever use Christianity to get away with the ticket. When it's your fault. Right away. They're not even asking you. Oh, I'm a Christian. I go to go so-and-so church. Top it off. You burn the church. You know, I do this, this, and that. I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you, give me your registration and your insurance and driver's license. That's what I'm asking you. We make it hard, church. Honor, honor. Honor authority. Let's go to number 4. Honor your leaders and elders in the church. Hello? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. Let me tell you something, church. There's a lot of great leadership who are faithful. They love Jesus. They always show up and they know what to do. Amen? And you should respect that. When you see a man of God, a woman of God that always is showing up, they know their duty. They know that it's, you know what, this day it is my duty. I gotta present myself. I gotta preach or I'm gonna teach. And sometimes we don't see that stuff. We just see, all we worry about is, oh, may God speak to me through that person. But what's behind the scenes, church? Just like you go through a lot of leadership, ministers, preachers, pastors, they're going through stuff too. Amen? But what do? We keep fighting the good fight of faith. We keep marching forward. We keep showing up. And we're faithful. And it's only by the grace and mercy of God. That's why, church, I believe we're blessed. With the leadership we have, we are blessed. The people we have, we are blessed. The church members we have, we are blessed. Amen? So always honor leadership. I said always honor leadership. Honor the elders. Those who are faithful, those who sacrifice, those who give, those who are always, you know, willing to serve others. They deserve, guess what? They deserve respect and recognition. Hebrews 13:17 says this: obey your leaders and submit to them. Let me tell you, you know how easy it is to submit to a leader? Just watch their life. Right away, you know when leadership, a man of God, a woman of God, a pastor, when you see, hey, that they serve God and they're faithful to God, you will not have any trouble to obey or submit to them. It makes the job easier. Amen? And the Bible says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are what? Keeping watch over your souls. You might think, church, listen, you might think, oh, why just come, you know, Sundays and I go home? But what we forget sometimes is that you got men and women of God who are praying for you, interceding for you, that God will protect you, that God will strengthen you, that God will guide you, lead you, give you wisdom. You got men and women of God praying for you, that God will strengthen your marriage, help you on your finances, that God will protect you, cover you, God will put a hedge around you at your workplace. I think that we ought to give honor and respect for all the leadership, for all the men and women of God, even brothers and sisters who might not be in leadership, but they pray, they intercede for you. Amen. So give the Lord a clap offering for them. Come on, that's weak for the Lord. Number five, honoring others. Make it a habit, church, every day. Honor someone. Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above, hear me, above yourselves. Don't be selfish. Life, hear me, life will be easier and better when you're not selfish. Because you're honoring other people. And God sees that. And when you honor other people, God will always take care of you. Did you hear me? God will always take care of you. Philippians 2:3, the New Living Translation says this: don't be selfish, it says. There's too many selfish people. All they worry is about themselves. But the Bible says, don't be selfish and don't try to impress others. Be humble. thinking of others as better than yourselves. Hallelujah. Think of others better than yourself. Wow, that's powerful. Honoring people. Honoring others before you. Like I said on Wednesday, you give people compliments. You bless people. You give others first before you. You're going somewhere and you open the door for that person. You wait for them to go first, then you go in. These people, you know, they don't care. They just go in and close the door and 1 inch behind you, and you didn't care. Because you're just being selfish, just thinking about yourself. But what would happen? You just paused it. Move to the side and let others come in first. Or when there's food, oh, help me, Jesus. You line up. You throw that little phrase they used to do in second grade. What do scissors do? Cut. Then you cut in them and you want to be in the front of the line. And hey, relax. You're going to eat. Honor others, church. Two more and I'm done. Oh, this one's heavy. Are you ready for this one? Honor your marriage. Honor marriage. Hebrews 13:4 says, let marriage be held in honor among all. And let the marriage bed be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. What does that mean? I'm going to break it down. How do you honor God? Number one, don't shack up with anyone if you're not married. Number two, if you're married, stay faithful to your wife or your husband. If you're shacking up with someone, you're not honoring God. If you're having sex with someone you're not married to, you're not honoring God. Oh, it's too quiet. Oh, that's it, Pastor. I ain't coming back no more. That's too heavy. Hey, but just hear me out. The Word of God is for us. And when we apply it, it works wonders. And notice what he says. Yeah, the moment I said that, your face got real tense. The New Living Translation says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. And let me tell you, women and men, honor yourself. Don't go by because, oh, that's what everybody does. You're not from the world. You're from the kingdom of God. You're from God's kingdom. Well, nobody, I didn't know that. Well, now you do. No, church, it's because the culture, the world, teaches this. Oh, you don't have to get married. And we make so many things. Well, it's because, you know, if we get married, well, I'm not going to get enough money. And this. Look, you want to do things right or not? God will bless. When you honor God, God will bless you. God will supply all of your needs. God will prosper you. God will give you a job. Oh, Sharamaka. Marriage is to be honored and treated with respect. That's why I always say, hey, when you get married, praise the Lord. You have a wife and you have a husband to enjoy. But in the meantime, close it. Lock it up. But hey, when that's why the Bible says, the Bible talks about that, church. But when you're married, enjoy your husband, your wife. Revival time. I don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And people say, oh, that can't happen, you know. Yes, it can. There's a lot of faithful young men and young women who wait till they get married. And, yes, God forgives. God restores. And God will help you. But that's if you want it and you want to honor God. Because if not, church, guess what's going to happen? It becomes a cycle. A cycle. And you can't break that cycle. So you have to decide if you want to honor God. And lastly, which I know you're happy about, okay, number 7, honor yourself. By maintaining integrity, honor yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. Honor yourself, church. Honor yourself. As a man and a woman of God, honor yourself. Give yourself respect. You are, God chose you. God loves you. You are important before the eyes of the Lord. God loves you. He died for you. He sacrificed for you. Honor yourself. You're a somebody, not a nobody. You are a somebody. Amen. You got to believe that the favor of God is on your life. The blessing of the Lord is on your life. Amen. You got to see yourself that you're a man and a woman of God. Who loves Jesus, and you're not ashamed of the gospel. You're not embarrassed. You stand up for your beliefs, your truth, what you know, what the Bible says. Never, never be embarrassed. Oh, it's because I don't want them to know that I'm a Christian. You know, because if I tell them now, they're going to expect more from me. You know, there's a lot of spies. No, undercover Christians. They'll never say. And it's not that you have to. But if you have a good testimony, if they could see Jesus all over you, what do I mean by that? How you speak, how you present yourself. You eat together, they see you pray. Then they ask you, why do you pray? Oh, because I'm a Christian. Or you're 20 years, I didn't know you were a Christian. Are you understanding me, church? Always honor yourself. Never be ashamed for who you are. Amen? And you got to believe that you're blessed. And that you're a man and a woman of God. Why is it important that you honor yourself and you maintain integrity? Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name, hear me, church, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And favor is better than silver or gold. Or the New Living Translation says, choose a good reputation. Church, I don't know, but I want to have a good reputation. And a good reputation is better than great riches. I mean, you could have all the riches, you could have all the bling bling, all the money, everything else. But if you ain't got a good reputation, church. Reputation always goes further. Reputation speaks volumes about yourself. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. Or if you're so blessed, God has been so good, take care of your integrity. Protect it. Cover it. And that's what the Bible speaks about, church. Honor. The power of honor. Please stand this morning. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.